If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
All right. How you doing, everyone? I'm Russ Salzberg, and once again, I want you all to listen up here and get a load of this. What does a sports icon mean to a community? Well, quite frankly, sometimes I think it can be a bit too much. But then there's the case of Hockey Hall of Famer Guy Lafleur, the Montreal Canadiens great who passed away on April 22nd after a tough battle with cancer. And after what I've witnessed since his death, no athlete, no place, nowhere meant more to his community than to what Guy Lafleur meant to the people of Montreal. So like I said, listen up, because you're really going to want to get a load of this. And this one, folks, caught me, I don't want to say by surprise, off guard, but what I witnessed from the state funeral, the national funeral that Guy Lafleur was given in Montreal this past Monday, May 3rd, was just, as far as I'm concerned, it was emotional to me, bone-chilling, call it goosebumps, whatever. But it hit home to me for a bunch of reasons, also caused me to do a great deal of reminiscing. But his funeral was quite something. It reminded me of what people really can mean to a community. And listen, I'm raised in New York, okay? I know all the history of the greats. Not that I was around when they all left us, but, you know, from the Bambino, Babe Ruth, and no one could ever forget the Lou Gehrig speech when he was dying, that I'm the luckiest man on the face of the earth. I mean, I can go on and on and on. You know, a few years back, I was at the death of my good, at the funeral of my good friend, his funeral, Yogi Berra. Roy Campanella, when he was in that horrible crash that left him paralyzed, the great Brooklyn Dodger great. Campy and Yogi each won 3 MVPs. They all meant a great deal to communities. All of them. We lost a good friend here this past year in New York, Rod Gilbert. Number 7 for the New York Rangers. Legendary. But, you know, you can go on and on what different people have meant to their respective communities. I'm not going to list everyone because I don't really want to compare. But the reason it struck me is because as I watched everything that happened since LaFleur's death, maybe it touched me more because I went to college in Montreal. And I went to college in Montreal when LaFleur was coming up with the Montreal Canadiens. And I, you know, first of all, I can tell you this. I'm a lifelong hockey fan. And we have a lot of great hockey fans here in the New York area. But I can tell you the difference. You know, because I've lived in Montreal, I lived in Toronto, and I can tell you the difference. In the United States, hockey is a sport, a great, fantastic sport. But in Canada, it's a religion. It is. That is the way it is. It's a religion. I was in Montreal. My first year in college was the 69. I went in September 69, Loyola College in Montreal, which is now Concordia. That happened to be the first year, the 69-70 season, that the Montreal Canadiens didn't make the playoffs. It was like a crazy thing. They didn't make the playoffs. You might as well have had a national funeral for the Canadiens then. I mean, the whole city was in mourning. Like nothing that I'd ever seen. And it struck me then. But then, you know, there I am. And there was a young player by the name of Guy LaFleur coming up from the coming up from junior hockey with the Quebec Remparts. And we all heard about him and how great he was going to be, and the Montreal Canadiens were able to draft him, and they did. And, you know, I'm not going to go list. And, you know, he's a five-time Stanley Cup champion, you know, consecutive years scoring goals. I this is not about stats. Today, we're not talking about stats. We're just talking about, as I said, what somebody meant to a community. So, if you will, indulge me here. But, first of all, when he died, and the Canadiens, they had a game that night, or you had to see the uproar, the outpouring of feelings for number 10, Guy. I mean, I'm not a Montreal Canadiens fan. When I was in college, I mean, I was a Rangers fan. You know, and since that time, I've rooted for all our teams here in the New York area. From, you know, the Islanders that won four in a row, the Devils, who's won three Stanley Cups, you know, but Guy LaFleur, what the fans were doing, the ovation and what that night in his memory, honoring him. And it was like I saw pictures of, there was a scene of a woman. And it was the Bruins that happened to be playing that night. And it had to be the Bruins because they were rivals. But there was a woman in a Montreal Canadiens jersey with her friend in a Boston Bruins jersey. And they both had tears in their eyes. As everybody, the ovation went on for I don't know, was it like a half an hour? It just didn't stop. And all, you know, that Montreal Canadiens jersey, the red with the C across the chest, you know, it's one of the great iconic jerseys in all of sports. I don't care if you hate the Canadians. It's one of the iconic jerseys in all of sports. Quite frankly, all the original six jerseys are great jerseys from the original six NHL teams. But it was just a wonderful, you know, rousing, you know, tear-jerking, heart-wrenching, you know, it was emotional. And, you know, it got me to reminiscing because I remember when he came up. And I remember, you know, you're talking about the Montreal Canadiens. Folks, you know, in the New York area, you know, Yankee fans have been spoiled. They got 27 World Series championships. No professional team has more championships than the New York Yankees. Second are the Montreal Canadiens with 24 Stanley Cup titles. 24. I mean, when you talk about royalty, in particular when I say hockey is a religion, when you talk about royalty, there is no team, not any place, no team that their players are looked upon, their legends, if you will, are looked upon with more of a respect of royalty than the Montreal Canadiens. You know, I can name the names, Rocket Richard or Jean Beliveau and this and that. And speaking of Jean Beliveau, when LaFleur came up, and everybody knew LaFleur was going to be great. You know, Jean Beliveau, for maybe, if you're not a big hockey fan, let me put it to you this way. You want to know what Jean Beliveau was? Think of Joe DiMaggio on skates, okay? The kind of class, the epitome of class and talent and character. That was Jean Beliveau. Jean Beliveau knew that Guy LaFleur was going to be great. And he told Guy LaFleur, you know, to take his number, to wear his number. But Guy LaFleur, but then he changed his mind. And why did he change his mind? Because he told Guy LaFleur to be his own man. I mean, think about that. One legend to another, he wanted Guy LaFleur to be his own man. And number 10, you can be assured nobody will ever wear number 10 again in Montreal Canadiens history. But it's more, when I say it's more than a hockey player, what you mean to a community, he was given not a funeral, but a national, a state funeral in Montreal at the, I think it was the Mary Queen of the World Cathedral in Montreal. And when you watched the people and you watched the coffin lay in state, sitting there with the Montreal flag, the Montreal Canadiens flag draped over it, with the red and the blue and the sea, and you watched all the old players come in, and all those old players, you know, the stature, that each one walked in like a statesman, like royalty. Maybe this is the sports fan, maybe this is the old sports fan in me coming out. I mean, Larry Robinson, Yvon Cornoyer, Serge Savard, Guy Carbon, I can go, Rene Lapointe, I can go on and on. All with the stature and the dignity. Because they know the organization that they represent. They know the community that they represent. And you know, I'm not going to be shy about it. We're also talking about a French-Canadian community in Montreal. And to be a great hockey player in Montreal is one thing. To be a great French-Canadian hockey player, as they might say here in New York, forget about it. It's off the charts. Jean Béliveau, Maurice Richard, the rocket Maurice Richard, his little brother, the pocket rocket Andre Richard, Yvonne Cornoyer, Guy Lafleur, just some of the various names. I mean, it's special, and it's special to a community. You know, when Larry Robertson, a great Hall of Fame defenseman, it was moving to me because I watched, you know, and I got to know Larry when he was a coach here with the New Jersey Devils, a Stanley Cup winning coach, I might add. And I got to know Jacques Lemaire, another great French-Canadian player and a teammate with Lafleur. I got to know him here when he won a Stanley Cup with the Devils. But Larry Robertson gets up, you know, and he's just talking about not just the man on the ice, but the man off the ice and what he meant to the community. And he was like, he always had time for everybody. You know, that when I said in my open, like some guys are put on a pedestal too much because, you know, their great exploits aside, you know, from what they do in their respective sports, some of them aren't nice people. Lafleur was a nice guy. Lafleur was a good guy. He had the reputation, widely known. He never left any place until he signed the last autograph. That was Guy Lafleur. I could tell you a funny story. I mean, Guy Lafleur died at the age of 70. He's my age. I was in college. I had an apartment on Sherbrooke Street West. Across from our apartment was a park. There was like a little charity, you know, community softball game, because I was working up there during the summer. There was like a charity softball game, and Montreal Canadiens were in this softball game. And there was a young Guy Lafleur, okay? I mean, he had to be like 21, 22. 20, you know, I think 21. And he just happened to walk by me. I said, "How you doing?" He said in his French accent, "How you doing?" But you can see, there was something about him. Everybody knew this guy was going to be a superstar. There was a friendliness about him. And you know, that's what Larry Robertson was talking about. And you know, Larry Robertson mentioned, you know, that the talking to the people said that hockey lost not one, but two great legends in 1 week. Because 1 week to the day that, 1 week before he passed away, Lafleur, there was the great Mike Bossy of the Montreal, of the, of from Montreal, of the New York Islanders fame. Two great snipers. And, you know, Bossy was a legend to the Montreal people because he was a French-Canadian. But he wasn't a Montreal Canadian. Guy Lafleur, a Montreal Canadian. And I don't know if you could say the last link to the really fabulous glory years. I mean, certainly of the name of that stature. You know, guys are still alive. Don't get me wrong. I just mentioned Larry Robinson and others as well. But we're talking Guy Lafleur. That spectacular team of the 70s that won five cups. And to watch the funeral. It wasn't just watching the funeral that I'm talking about, folks. It was just watching, as I say, the stature, the dignity of the people, the men and women walking in, the somber tone, but it was like they were paying respects to a king. But then you looked outside, you looked at all the faces, young and old, men and women, boys and girls, with tears in their eyes, wearing their Canadiens jersey. I'm telling you, I'm getting choked up talking about it. It was so emotional to see. It was like, I didn't see it live. I was watching it the other day on my phone because, something popped up and I says, let me punch this up. I was looking at the phone for 2.5 hours. My wife walks into the room. I'm sitting there with like watery eyes and my face is flushed because I was watching it. And it was just so moving to see what he meant to the people. And the fans, the way they spoke, what he meant. He was Guy Lafleur, the flower. In French, I'm not even going to attempt it. I think it was the blonde demon. He was the fastest. Gretzky said it. He was the fastest skater around. Plus, he was still part of that era that you didn't have to wear helmets. And with the hair flowing, he was the epitome of what a superstar on ice was. You were watching a guy like from the Ice Capades on ice. And as I say, folks, it wasn't just Montreal. It was the entire, it was Canada. No, he didn't, certainly to the Montreal people he meant the most. But Canada gave him a national funeral. That just doesn't happen with any athlete. A national funeral. He represented, there was pride being a French Canadian. There was pride being a Canadian. There was pride being from Canada. There was pride being a hockey player because, as I say, it's a sport in the United States. It's a religion in Canada. And Guy Lafleur, the death of Guy Lafleur and his passing, it's just, we say it to, it's too soon. Unfortunately, it was a battle with cancer that a lot of people go too soon from. But this was Guy Lafleur. This was a man of legendary status. And I really felt bad for the entire Montreal community and the French-Canadian community. I did so much reminiscing this past week. And believe me, when I was up in Montreal in college, hey man, I was a Ranger fan. I'd go to games with my friend, a buddy of mine had his dad would get him tickets now and then, and we'd go and I'd be there in a Rangers jersey cheering for the Rangers. But I knew what those Montreal Canadiens meant. I thought I was a hockey fan when I went up to college, but I had no idea what being a hockey fan was until I went to college in Montreal. And later I worked in Toronto, and the same thing. And by that time, the Toronto Maple Leafs weren't, their glory years had long passed. But hockey, like I say, it's a religion in Canada. So I don't know. It just really hit me this week. It made me reminisce a lot. It made me think a lot about, as I say, sports icons. And, you know, to any and everybody that I've ever spoken to, Guy Lafleur was special. Revered by his community, in his community. And not just because he was a player, a great player, a Stanley Cup champion player, but it was a combination of everything. It was a combination of being a player, being French-Canadian, and being a good guy, and being a leader. A guy who got it. A guy who understood. So the best I can say about Guy Lafleur, as we sign off here, rest in peace, Flower. You will forever be missed. And that, my friends, is a wrap on today's Get a Load of This. Now I'd like to get a load of you. Let me know your thoughts on today's podcast. You can do so on Twitter at Russ Salzberg. You can do it on Facebook. You can also check out my website at russsalzberg.com. Got to thank my home here at Bleav.com because I tell you every week, folks, Bleav is the number one podcast network for professionals. But above all, got to thank you, the people out there, because without you, the people out there, I'd have nobody in here to be talking to. So until next time, it is I, Russ Salzberg, saying to each and every one of you, bye-bye, so long, and farewell. Especially to you, Monsieur.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for. Trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.